what you want to call it. It has long hooks on it, you know, if you fall on it, you get caught.
Did you ever hear
crosswire? No.
V?
What?
Mm-hmm. Barbed wire?
Barbed wire fence, yeah, barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. How would you set up a barbed wire fence? You'd have to dig holes for the...
Well, you have to put the post in.
Mm-hmm. And you nail the wire to...
You nail the wire to the post, and you have to string that stuff, and you have to... it's a device you have to take to tighten the wire and pull it, because
uh-huh.
you can't grab a hold of it with your hand.
You pull it from each...
Each post.
Uh-huh. And in all, you'd have several.
Mm-hmm.
Several.
Well, about three strings of wire on a post.
Uh-huh.
On a fence.
Talking about the post, if you're talking about more than one, you talk about several.
Mm-hmm.
Several what?
Posts.
What's the kind of a wooden fence they used to have around your yard or garden? Might be painted white and it could be pointed up the top.
Yeah, it could be that. We had very little ornate around houses. We used to have little ornate iron fences.
Mm-hmm.
Very attractive.
What about a wooden fence though?
Mm-hmm.
With boards going up and sharpened at the end?
Yeah.
You call that? Do you ever hear a paling fence or
no.
a picket fence?
I've heard of picket.
How do you build a picket fence? Is that woven together or nailed together or what?
I think it's stacked. So what's that way to stack it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you don't have to use nails in it.
It goes
mm-hmm.
in and out like
mm-hmm.
that? Do you ever hear another name for that?
No.
And a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock you could get from a field, you'd call that a...
stone fence.
Did they have those around here?
No.
You mentioned that
I saw a lot of those in Europe.
Where? Germany or?
France. Germany.
Have you been just all over Europe or just on your own vacation? Or?
Well, this was as the courtesy of the army. But when I was over there, I took occasion on numerous leaves to, you know, visit all over the continent.
Where were you stationed mainly?
Well, we landed in England, Southampton. We stationed there for about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In Winchester, which is the old capital of Britain, Winchester, England. From there we got called into the line on Christmas Day.
Mm.
And went to Le Havre and crossing the channel into Le Havre, and from there we boarded the 48s to the line. Some fun.
How come you got called back to Korea too? Were you in?
I had a specialty, military occupational specialty that they needed me.
What was your specialty?
Dealt with intelligence.
Oh. You mentioned that your grandmother had some chickens. Where would she keep the mother hen and the biddies? Did you ever see a special?
She had little chicken boxes, little chicken roost things, little
mm-hmm.
boxes they used to stay in.
Did you ever hear a special name for them?
Chicken nest.
What
chicken
about
box.
Cub or coop?
Chicken coop.
How was the coop built? Was that the same thing?
Mm-hmm. It's built on a kind of a stand, and there were little boxes there which each hen could, go in and, you know, lay eggs.
Uh-huh. What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Sitting hen.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this?
Wishbone.
Any stories about that?
Oh, yeah, they used to call it good luck. We used to, kids, we used to put it apart and make a wish.
Uh-huh.